Today on Press TV, Secretary General of Iraq's Hezbollah al-Najab resistance movement says the United States has never been helpful in the fight against Daesh terrorists. Al-Kabi also says that the U.S. interference has hindered Iraqi forces' operations in combating the Takfiris. Syria and Russia have rejected the findings of a United Nations-led investigation that accused Damascus of having used chemical weapons in the country. Syrian envoy to the UN, Bashar Jaafari, said that the conclusions lacked physical evidence that chlorine was used during assaults against militant groups. Daesh terror group says its top spokesman, known as Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, has been killed in the Syrian province of Aleppo. The Takfiri group said that Adnani was killed while surveying operations aimed at repelling the military campaigns against Aleppo. Turkey has repeated its demand that the Kurdish fighters it's targeted in a cross-border offensive return to east of the Euphrates River. Turkish officials have neither denied nor confirmed reports of a U.S. brokered truce between Ankara-backed forces and the YPG Kurds. Israeli forces have destroyed the home of a Palestinian prisoner over his alleged role in the killing of an Israeli man in the occupied West Bank. The inmate is accused of masterminding an attack last month that caused the death of an Israeli rabbi near the city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. French Economy Minister Emmanuel Macron has stepped down, reportedly to run for president. Macron has not officially declared plans to become a candidate. However, he signaled plans to start a new political project in order to push for more fundamental changes than he could as a minister. The European Union has fined US tech giant Apple with a record 13 billion euro tax bill. The United States has warned that such a move could damage transatlantic economic ties. The EU accused Apple of avoiding tax payment for its business in Europe through illegal arrangements with Ireland. And China's foreign ministry says it hopes a recent military deal signed between the US and India will be constructive for maintaining regional stability. The agreement will allow the US and India to use each other's land, air and naval bases for repair and resupply. Those are the latest here on Press TV.